Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we
the authentically
die.
Entertaining conversation that matters.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
I'm Mark Legere, and now, your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We have a great show for you tonight. I am excited and I'm inspired, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. We have our guest, JJ Flazanes, and I said her name right, and that's why those of you who are on, actually, we should probably mention, if you go to JJ Flazanes, which is F-L-I-Z-A-N-E-S, on Facebook, on her personal page, you can see us. And JJ is the letter J and the letter J, Flazanes. And you can see us live. It's her first live Facebook.
First serious Facebook
serious
live.
Face. But, yeah. But we're not going to be too serious. And then our musical guest is Tom Goss, who's joining us here in the studio. And really looking forward to this singer-songwriter sharing his story and his music. So let me tell you why I'm inspired. It's so interesting having the video. I'm thinking, okay, I should be looking, but I'm not going to because we're not doing that today. But everybody still sees us and hears us, and that's all good. So one of the things that I learned probably on my very first day, I know I've mentioned that I worked for a big corporation, but I don't know that I've mentioned that it was IBM. So I'm coming out. It was IBM. And so I worked with IBM, which at the time, now not everybody knows about IBM, but at the time, IBM was the third largest company in the world. So kind of like, you know, a Google or an Amazon or something like that is what IBM was. And so they had something that we were taught. It was one of the beliefs of the company. And the very first belief was respect for the individual. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And it wasn't something I'd ever heard before. And frankly, it wasn't something that I saw a lot at IBM. Not when I was there or not where I was working, but I liked the fact that it was in the belief system of the company, and it was actually the very first one. Now, a lot of people gave it lip service, but I took it on as something that I wanted to live by. I thought, this is great, because if people respected me and I respected people the way we all should respect each other or could respect each other, what a different world this would be. So I've said this a lot, respect for the individual, respect for the individual. And especially with so much that's going on in the news and all that, I think all one has to say is respect for the individual. So it's interesting that as I was working with our guest and our musical guest and putting the show together earlier today, I thought, interesting. I've never thought of taking it the next step, which is respect for self. It's one thing having respect for other people, but if we don't have respect for ourselves, then the whole thing just collapses. And when that came to me, I thought, wow, I've kind of been missing this fundamental piece. And I'm grateful to our guests, our musical guests, for this collaboration, in a sense, that helped me as I was putting this together because of the passions that these two bring, and of course, the passion that I bring, and we all do, to the show and to our life changes and to more positive life changes for us all. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, respect for self, in the form of ending body shame. And so we'll talk to our guest about that, and then a little later on, live music here in the studio, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network.
You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with our guest. There's so much I could say about our guest, and our guest could say so much. But let's, in short, she's a holistic fitness and life coach and lifestyle coach, an empowerment strategist, an author, and host of the Fit to Love podcast. Welcome, JJ Flizanes, to the show.
Why
are you laughing when I say that?
Because you said it so slowly and succinctly, so you'd get it right.
It's Greek. I'm trying to make emphasis.
You could have, you know, pretended it was Italian. I'm Italian, too. And you could have been like, Flizanes or
Flizanes.
Something.
Flizanes. Right. Now that I could do easily.
Right. And I would have accepted that. So it's okay. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure having you. And you, when I was sharing in the monologue about respect for self, you had this big nod. What did that resonate with for you?
That everything comes down to our relationship with ourselves. We view the world based on how we view ourselves. You can't, what I say in one of my books is, you, if you don't love yourself, how can you expect another person? How can you expect to love another person?
Nice.
Like, wholly?
Yeah.
Right? Like, and if you don't love yourself, how can, and respect yourself, how really can you expect someone else to do it for you?
Nice.
And that's sort of the branding that I've come into in the last 5 to 10 years, both from a personal journey, but just from a journey of working with people and seeing habits and patterns and where they root from and what lasts and what doesn't last. And how we can anchor through our behavior pain. And even though we think we should be doing some of these things, the whole fitness industry is really about using shame. So when you talk about respect of self, I would say you could also say love of self, and that they're really sort of the same. I mean, you can respect yourself. I can't love yourself without respecting yourself. And I don't think you can respect yourself without loving yourself. I think that they're interchangeable on some level, because how can you respect yourself without that being a form of love?
You know, love is actually deeper, but it's interesting. As I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm thinking, of course, Madonna would say, I've been saying this for years, respect yourself.
It's bad the musical guest isn't here to like bust
right
into that right now.
Don't go for it. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people that are in this field start off because they were overweight, and so they lost weight and they're helping other people lose weight, or, you know, they have those kinds of stories. It's interesting. Your story is completely the opposite and also very core to your work. So share a little bit with us your journey to here.
Sure. I would say I got into the work of a personal trainer because I did have body shame for a long time. And I think everybody has a form of body shame, because we are constantly compared to either our past selves or to other people or to the media. And there's this sort of standard that we think people accept is as attractive or as healthy or as beautiful or as, right, as handsome. And as early as, oh my goodness, 13, 12, 10, I can remember having body shame, because as my body as a female started to change, and I got hips and I got breasts, and I was the first to get hips and breasts in the class, and I no longer was the stick thin girl that everybody else was around me, you feel weird and you feel odd and you have shame, because you don't, you want to blend in, you want to look like everybody else or what you think people are attracted to. Even at that early age, you know, things are different. And when you're that young and you have hips and breasts, you feel fat because you're getting wider. And I haven't gotten taller yet. So it all, it's that transformation period can take an effect on, again, your self-esteem and what you think of yourself.
And see, now I'm picturing you going into schools and talking to young girls and boys, actually, and sharing what you know now with them, because this is a great opportunity. It's like, hey, get it now, because you're going to want this the rest of your life.
That's great. I would love to do that. I'd love to put on there also how to deal with identify and process your emotions too, because since no one else is teaching that, I would alleviate a lot of depression and a lot of victimization as people grow older. And in terms of empowerment, I think that's the other piece. Besides the body shame piece, there's the emotional piece. I mean, body shame is emotional because of your thinking you don't like the way that you look and you're comparing yourself to others. But that is a victim mentality in a way, because this is what you are and this is what you've been given and this is what you've chosen in a way on a spiritual level. So how do you embrace that? Mm-hmm. How do you utilize that and leverage that? Because guess what? You already got it. So you can't choose differently anymore. You just can move forward.
Absolutely. I hear people all the time saying, I'm short. And they're like 80 years old, 70 years old. And it's like, how many times have you told that story? Well, I'm, this. And it's like, has that served you all this time? And does it serve you in this conversation? And so that's exactly what they carry all their life. It's like,
so there's, we had talked before the show about some addictions, and one of the addictions is to being a victim in certain ways. I've worked with people over the years where it took me a long time to realize that they really didn't want to get better, because there's a little bit of a power that you get in your sick card. It means that people give you love and attention. Mm. And if you actually heal that, there's the danger of, what would people do with me? Would I get the same love and attention? Because all I have to do is say, I have this disease, or I have this condition, or I feel badly about this. And you lead with the shame and you lead with the negative to get love and attention. And it's an endless cycle because you're afraid to get out of that. And so in terms of that, I would love to ask that 80-year-old, where did you feel like you didn't get something in life that you wanted? And how did that limiting belief contribute to that?
Nice. That's in your new book, right? Or your...
Yes. The Invisible Fitness Formula, 5 Secrets to Release Weight and End Body Shame, was compiled over the last 20 years. I've been a personal trainer for 20 years, and I'm the rebel in the fitness industry.
You're the anti-personal
I'm
trainer,
the
personal
anti-personal trainer, personal trainer. Because of all the hype and the fads and the shaming and the shoulding and the, focus on the top level. Can I swear on the show?
No.
Okay. On the top level stuff that doesn't...
Although shooting and shaming are cuss words.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. but they are pretty terrible. So
we should start looking at them like that, actually.
I tell people don't stop shooting on yourself. Should is really... Yeah. It means the feeling of should is that you don't have a choice. And you always have choice. You have the choice to make any choice you want, bad or good, empowering, disempowering, limiting belief, and victimization. You can choose anything. So I definitely think that over 20 years, what I've learned and why I'm the anti-fitness trainer is because I want people to come from a place that's sustainable and transformative. And it really honors your journey, your path, why you're here, why you're dealing with this. Because the other aspect is becoming a victim, which may feel better because you think someone else did it to you or that you have no power over it. But I promise that will always lead to depression. That will always lead to feeling badly because you have no power. You gave it all away. That's why I call myself an empowerment strategist, because the more responsibility you can take for every thought you think, every feeling you have, everything you've manifested, you feel like, well, if I brought this in, then I can do something about it. And that feels good.
It's interesting because you shared a story with me before the show of a woman who manifested somebody who loved her so much that he paid for her to come work out with you, quote unquote.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't feel the love. I didn't feel his love. It was a husband and wife when I was in New York City, and the husband worked out with a male trainer, and he hired me for her, or she picked me. I forget how it went. It was 19 years ago. But at some point, because her enthusiasm and her focus for her workouts were not really there, I asked her about, what is it that you want to do? Well, she said, I don't really care. I don't know. My husband basically makes me do this. Mm. And at that point, I wanted her to say, well, then stop doing it. I wanted her to not do it just to say F you to him, because I didn't, I took, now, maybe I'm reading this completely wrong. Maybe he did it for her longevity. Maybe he did it because he wanted her to be healthy and not necessarily thinner. But back then, through my channels and my ears, I heard it was about the way she looked. Mm. And I got mad for her.
Why are you with a man who thinks you should look differently?
Right.
If you don't want to, kind of thing.
Right. You don't want to be doing this.
And so, interestingly enough, when we come back, I want to delve into this, because fitness is partly physical, but you say it's a big part emotional or psychological. And so we don't normally think of it like that. So I'm looking forward to that conversation with JJ Flizanes. Am I saying it fast enough now? Comfortable? Like I'm okay. And a little later on, live music here in the studio with our musical guest, singer-songwriter Tom Goss. Looking forward to all of this, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with our guest, JJ Flizanes. And she is so many things. We've talked about some of the things that she is. And let's talk real quickly, Fit to Love, right? First of all, that's two, the number two. So Fit to Love is a podcast that you've developed and you're the host of. And it's also a book, is
yes,
it?
Yes, it right. was a book first.
Right. It was a book first and then a podcast.
Yes.
Okay. And so all of this information is available at jjflizanes.com, and that's spelled J-J, F as in Frank, L-I-Z-A-N-E-S. One more time. J-J-F-L-I-Z-A-N-E-S.com. All right. So we started talking about how it's not just physical, but it's also emotional and psychological, and that's in the book Fit to Love. So let's talk a little bit about
that. Well, it's in both books in different ways. Fit to Love was my story. The book is called Fit to Love, How to Get Physically, Emotionally, and Spiritually Fit to Attract the Love of Your Life, because it was that I realized that when I was in the place where I met my husband and I was ready for that and I manifested that, I was in a place where I didn't really need it. I was on all levels taking care of all my needs and happy, and like really happy, not pretending to be happy, not out there dating and wishing and hoping I was going to find the right person. I was really happy. And so that is when, so I realized.
And that was new.
And what was
to
new?
To you.
No, I wasn't miserable. I was just, but I was, you know, I had been in relationships where I felt, you know, my heart was broken, or like it just didn't work, and I knew some of them weren't going to work. But, and I was ready for marriage and a real relationship. Not that I needed to get married right away or anything like that, but I just,
that's nice.
I surrendered to my journey and to my path.
Mm.
And I had been happy in the past before then, but it was like a new level of peaceful, trusting surrender. And that became my story, because in fitness, a lot of people have life-changing diseases and they overcome them, or they've lost a lot of weight. And while I battled with body shame since I can remember, when I was writing that book, Fit to Love, I didn't know what my story was. I couldn't say, oh, yes, I've lost 50 pounds and now let me help you do the same.
Interesting.
It was how I use self-care and what that means, and without knowing it, wanting to promote and why I am the anti-fitness trainer is that too many times in the gym and the exercise and the nutrition world, you get shamed for eating the wrong things or not exercising enough. And it all comes from that shame, fear-based, self-loathing place. And that's not how I take care of that's not how I treat fitness and how I teach people about fitness. I want you to do it because you love and care about yourself. That's why I do it. Mm. Why I do what I do is because I want to ensure my future, that I have an optimal, vital, strong, healthy body that's pain-free. Every choice I make now is because I don't want to be the hunched over, in pain, had three surgeries person 20 years from now.
Right.
But it's because I love myself and I care for my body. And the more I learn, the more I am in awe of the human body and all the things that we have access to make change. That's coming from really the passion and the love. And I see so many people in the gym that every step they take on that treadmill is about self-abuse and self-loathing. And that's just never going to get you to a sustainable place where you're going to enjoy any of the self-care routines.
So I loved how you said there were two ways that people go about it. They either do it because
you love and respect yourself and you care about the longevity and the aging process of your body, or you do it because you hate yourself and you want to be, you're disrespecting yourself the whole time. Like, you want to be somebody different. You want it to be gone. You want the weight to be gone. You want to like yourself, but you're doing it through this like shaming, like process that like a parent would, you know, shame a child. Well, that never works. Maybe temporarily, but I mean, people that struggle with releasing weight or with fitness programs, I mean, come on, be honest. When you say, I don't like exercising, it's because you feel bad. You feel bad about yourself, and you don't have to. That's a choice. Mm. You can do it from the other aspect, which is to say, I care about myself, and I want my body to be strong, and I want to have energy, and I want to be able to do things as I age, and I want to feel good in my skin and in my body. You know, it just, you love or fear, or love or self-hatred. Those are the two choices. You only get two, and you can absolutely choose the other one.
And I like how you were sharing with me that you did a 90-day program once, or maybe you've done a lot, but I like when you shared about that, because at the end you said, so talk about that.
So I did a 90-day transformation program.
Because this is so radical. It is. It is. In this day and age, it's radical.
It was a Skype-based group, and these were a bunch of people who had been on multiple programs for 20 years, Weight Watchers, they'd had trainers, they'd done the weigh-ins and the measurements, and maybe even the weight loss doctors, and they'd counted their calories, and they tracked their exercise. And so when they did the program with me, they thought that was what they were going to do. And in the 90 days, I never once asked if anyone had lost weight or how much weight they lost. I never asked them what they ate, in terms of, we never counted a calorie. I never asked about exercise tracking. I mean, of course, we talked about movement and exercise and food, but in a different way. And I asked them at the end of the 90 days. And by the way, the winners of the program lost like 30 pounds, 40 pounds, maybe not 40, 30, I think 35 was the most. But then there was like a 25 pound weight loss. So, I mean, people had success, but I did it in a very different way, to the point where these women said to me, I didn't expect this at all. And in fact, prior to this, I didn't realize that I had emotional issues around food.
Mm.
And I uncovered and helped them to be conscious of some of the habits and patterns that were keeping them on 16 different programs in 20 years, and why they hadn't overcome it completely once and for all.
And so you're not only the anti-fitness person, you're the anti-diet person. As a matter of fact, you say, ditch the diet.
Ditch the diet mentality. When you say I'm on a diet, it's one thing to say, like, I talk about diet. Like, I may ask you, what is your diet? That means, what do you eat? That's it. Not, are you on a diet? Mm. When someone says, I'm on a diet, in fact, I still have a client that I see occasionally, and she'll say, oh, I have to go back on my diet, which means I have to restrict myself.
Yeah,
I have
punish
to,
myself
I have to punish
for
myself,
the way I've been eating.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of making actually lasting real change that will be with you always. And so when you think of the diet mentality, it's, oh, I need to lose a few pounds temporarily. But then you just go back to your habits and patterns prior to that, and you gain it anyway. So ditch the diet. Stop thinking it's temporary. And honestly, I've worked with so many people. It's not about restriction. It's about replacement. And one of the first secrets in the Invisible Fitness formula has to do with digestion. I don't count calories. Now, can you? Sure, if that makes you feel good. That might be a control issue, though. If we start looking at your digestion and how it's working and what you're eating and how it responds to your body, some of these things get fixed and you don't have to count calories, because that to me is that's too controlling and it's unrealistic.
And your body starts saying, I don't want that. Or you start saying, I don't need that, and be okay with it.
Well, you stop wanting. Like, I have a pretty, what other people would think is a highly restrictive diet. But what people don't understand, and as you know, I'm a Greek and Italian. I love food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cook, I bake. I've got a cooking show. And if you tell me, well, don't you miss that? If you tell me something that I haven't eaten and I want it, I will figure out a way to make it that fits into my regimen.
Wow.
Doesn't matter what it is, Greek food, Italian food, I will make it in another way. I do not feel restricted at all because I cook and I bake, and I can tell you how to find, either make it easily or purchase it somewhere. Somebody is making a version of what you love in a much healthier way.
And then you might not need to have as much of it.
Correct. And some of this, again, is the biochemistry of food. You know, if we really got into the food part, when you have more carbohydrates and sugar, that stimulates insulin production. That stimulates cravings. Gluten stimulates cravings. Dairy stimulates cravings. When you remove some of these things from your diet, you stop having cravings. It's amazing. And you go, wow, like, you can actually smell something that makes your mouth water. And then after being off of certain foods for a little while and replacing them with other things, your mouth doesn't water anymore.
Right. And yet, for those of us like you and I, connected to our childhood and our heritage and all that, then you remember those times, and Christmas is coming up. Help us. Thanksgiving, help us. God help us. No.
Well, when it comes to holidays, you know, usually people, there's usually one particular meal or treat that you really love. And when it comes to, it's 80-20. It's what you do 80% of the time, not what you do 20% of the time. Nice. However, with that said, usually from the time Thanksgiving starts until New Year's Day,
the 20 becomes 80.
Right, 20 becomes 80, because all of a sudden it's the holidays and screw my diet. I'm going to eat whatever I want because here's all the fun foods.
Right.
But again, it's the cycle that people do every year, that they say, well, it's the holidays. I'll just have whatever I want because I deserve it, because I work hard, because it's a treat. And then what happens is you gain the weight, you beat yourself up. You come January
1st. People usually get sick.
Yeah, right. You get sick because your immune so low because of all the sugar that you're having. And then January 1st, you go through the same process where you try really hard.
I'm never going to do this again. Right. I'm going to start working out.
I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get on a diet, and then that lasts about 2 weeks.
And I'm going to call JJ Flizanes and see, you know, if I can work out with her.
Yeah, I'm all about stopping that insanity, roller coaster craziness. There have been holidays where I've lost weight because I don't want to eat the foods that are there, because when you start to learn about food, I have a 5-month transformation program.
Well, you're really radical. There have been holidays where you lost weight.
Oh, but I ate great things. No, because I'm saying when you know what food does to your body, you make a conscious choice. I know that if I eat this thing, I'm going to probably gain 2 pounds of water. It's going to disrupt my digestion. I'm going to become bloated and constipated. And I may be making micro tears in my colon, which are then going to cause leaky gut.
Wow.
Like, if you understand what food does to you, you go, yeah, no, I don't want that. You go, no, how can I have that in a different way?
What was that, by the way? No, you don't have to tell me now, but I have a feeling there's a podcast coming.
It's all already in the podcast.
Okay. Well, it's all in the podcast. Yes. The podcasts are at jjflizanes.com, and it's J, the letter, J again, and then FLIZANES.com. You also, it's in your new book, right? This is such a great title. Fit to love. You know, it's funny. She didn't write TWO. She wrote two, because that would be too long to write. It's just the number, because TWO would be too long. But the rest of the title then goes, how to get physically, emotionally, and spiritually fit to attract the love of your life.
And that was the second book, right? That was, and the latest one is The Invisible Fitness Formula. But the Fit to Love book, like I said, was my story. It was how I think self-care best serves your greatest good, is to do it all from self-love and to get your needs met and love yourself through how you take care of yourself. Like you would a child. Wouldn't you want to feed a child, take care of a child, nurture a child? You deserve the same kind of nurturing and love.
The children thing is interesting, because yes, you would. And then it's your birth day, and sure, you could have that. It's Friday night. It's not a school night, and all of a sudden there's sweets all over the place.
Okay, so I'm talking about the general love feeling, not necessarily in the application right, because I won't, if you ever come to my house for dinner or when I cook for other people, I cannot feed you what I won't eat. I will make things that you like in ways that I will eat them, and I won't tell you that they're different, and then you'll love it.
Nice.
Okay, you'll love it because most people love all my food, and then I'll tell you, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm shocked.
I'm sure I'll love it. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm available on Friday, and so we'll be right back with our guest. We have to make a plan here. We'll be right back with our guest, JJ Flizanes, and in a moment we'll have Tom Goss here in the studio with us for some live music, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with JJ Flizanes. I don't know if you can feel the energy over the airwaves, but you certainly could see it in the room if you're on her live Facebook feed. And speaking of live, So tell us exactly what we are going to be doing at a live event in January.
We are going to be at my live event in January called Releasing What Weighs You Down.
Ooh.
This event is a weekend event, January 12th to the 14th. It's a limited room seating. However, here's the good news, everyone. There are virtual tickets. So if you can't make it to Los Angeles, you can buy a virtual ticket and you will get the entire event, access to it, after the event is over. This is not live streaming. I will not ask you to sit from Friday night until Sunday afternoon watching a live stream. That's ridiculous. But you want to be in the room if you're local or if you're willing to come in for this transformative event. Releasing What Weighs You Down is really about the mind-body-soul approach to identifying blocks that you have that are stopping you from success in really any area of life, relationships, health, releasing weight. It could even be money, self-esteem, confidence, dating. So releasing what weighs you down will be physical, will be emotional, and will be spiritual. And you can go to releasingwhatweighsyoudown.com to check it out. Again, remember, there is a virtual ticket option. If you're interested in the content, please watch my video. It'll give you a little bit more information about that. And one of the things that I know you wanted to talk about in my last book, The Invisible Fitness Formula, so that connects with the live event, is when we have habits and patterns that we don't even realize are creating emotional blocks in our lives and energetic blocks.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to identify, process, and release at the live event and on the virtual ticket. But in Invisible Fitness Formula, one of the fourth secret has to do with identifying your addiction.
Which most people would say drugs, alcohol.
Right. You think addiction, you stop listening because you're like, well, I don't drink. Oh, I don't smoke. Mm-hmm. I don't do drugs. Well, everyone has at least one addiction. And for many people that have a hard time releasing weight, it's food. Because we use food to soothe, we use food to repress what we're feeling, and we have all kinds of other addictions, like the way that we look and control, and we have addicted to technology, workaholism is an addiction. Anything that you do that's a behavior that stops you from moving forward in your life and keeps you on the circular path of stress and constant motion is really an addiction because you're avoiding something.
There's one, as we end here, I would love for you to mention chaos.
Oh, the addiction to chaos. And that has to do with addiction of being needed, feeling important, because if you're not putting out a fire, then what is your role in life?
Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you're not asking me.
No, I'm not asking you. I don't know you well enough to think to know if you have an addiction to being
to
chaos.
On Friday over dinner, we'll talk
okay,
about it.
Okay,
but that's not mine. I'll tell you what mine is later.
Okay.
this is great. So again, live event in January is
releasing what weighs you down.com. There is no T in that. It's releasing what weighs you down.com. And I'd love to have you at the live event in January here in Los Angeles, or buy a virtual ticket so we can play in that way too.
Very clever. And you gave the website, which is
releasing what weighsyoudown.com.
And everything else is at jjflizanes.com. And of course, we have her information up on the Life Changes Network or show page. And you can learn more about her. And you'll want to. I'll want to. This has been so great. Thank you so much for being here.
It's been so much fun. Thank you for having me.
You're awesome. Well, stick with us because we're going to have our musical guest. But before we do that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment. And here, Dorothy, the writer, wrote this. Dear Dorothy, my name is Clara from Sacramento. And I have ended a 3-year relationship with a man I love. He became very jealous of my working relationship with a man I admire because this man is on the same future path as I am. My business partner wants to help heal the world as I do, and we are working towards making this happen. I love my boyfriend and yet can't take this constant criticism of me, and we are constantly arguing and hurting one another with our words. Instead of talking responsibly, we scream and yell and hurt one another. I have owned up to my role in creating the breakup, and I have asked him for a timeout so we can work on ourselves and possibly reconnect in the future, yet he still texts me and calls me and sends me articles telling me how wrong I am. And then he tells me how much he loves me. What can I do to stop the pain?
Thank you, Anna. I really thank you for looking at yourself and for your honesty by stating that you both are hurting one another with your words. Screaming and yelling is definitely not relating, so you are in a reactionship rather than a relationship. I suggest that you both get couple counseling if you are truly considering reconnecting in a romantic way. I have discovered that hurting people hurt people, and often the one they hurt the most is their self. So the idea of working on you and him working on him is a good one. It takes strength and courage to take a step back and remind ourselves that other people's reactions aren't about us, they're about them. However, since you are doing your share of yelling and screaming, you might want to look deep inside and discover the true cause of your anger. What is it in Anna that makes her scream and yell instead of being loving and compassionate and patient? What steps are you taking to stop him from more of the verbal abuse? What do you need to heal in you? Unleashing anger onto others only causes more pain for ourselves in the end. I have discovered that anger is always self-directed, although we're taught to be angry with the other person and blame him or her. Let's take a close look at the true cause of your need to strike back. It will be good for you to get some help with this for yourself with a spiritual life coach, and I recommend that your friend does the same. In the meantime, it is okay to not answer the phone, to not respond to the texts or emails. It is okay to take time to take care of yourself. In fact, taking care of you is your best choice, and this will help stop the pain.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy for the Ask Dorothy segment, simply write Ask Dorothy at lifechangesshow.com. That's Ask Dorothy at lifechangesshow.com. Well, we'll be right back with our musical guest, Tom Goss, right after this on The Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within.
Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with our guest, J.J. Flizanes, and joining us in the studio is our musical guest, who's a singer-songwriter. He's an indie singer-songwriter who mixes tender folk ballads with pop and rock. He's actually quite prolific and has done quite a lot that we'll talk a little bit about. He's known for his love songs. Tom's music has been called moving and incredible by the Huffington Post, beautifully composed by the Daily Beast, and hauntingly beautiful by Out magazine. His songs have been heard on ABC, HBO, in several films, etc., etc. And a couple of his videos have reached well over 2 million views. Welcome to the show, Tom Goss.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. I can't help but think how this show, the way it ended up, is kind of like your mission for some of your songs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure. I'm always trying to be body positive, and it's interesting to listen to you talk because I struggle with, I think we all do as humans, I struggle with those same kind of demons, And I often chastise myself for wondering if I perpetuate that kind of stereotype in the world.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I do, like, I just finished my 2018 Beefcake calendar. That's one of the favorites amongst my fans. And I just wonder, like, is me taking these images and putting them online and continuing? But I don't say that. I mean, I never body shame anybody, and I have a huge bear audience as a result of my love and affection for men who are bigger, and so hopefully I'm doing more healing than I am hurting.
Well, interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what the calendar for 2019 looks like now that he said that.
2018, you know how there's...
I said 2019.
I know. But 2018 is all on trash couches and furniture all over Los Angeles. We'd jump out of the car and I'd strip half naked, and then I would jump on a couch. It was hilarious.
Hilarious. Okay. Well, speaking of hilarious, I'm sure it wasn't at the time, but I didn't get a chuckle, but I thought, this is kind of interesting. A college wrestler turned Catholic seminarian turned touring musician.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. People. I mean, it's interesting.
Who writes this journey?
Nobody writes this journey. You know, a truth is stranger than fiction, like they say. But it's interesting for me, you know, people are always asking me, like, I wonder what you were like when you were a priest, when you were training to become a priest, how different you must have been. And I always think about it and I say, yeah, I'm not sure that my mission is much different. You know, I've always wanted to reconcile people with themselves and with one another. And that's why I wanted to be a Catholic priest. It's not why I wanted to be a wrestler. I wanted to hurt people. But I was also, like, you know, a teenager and in my early 20s, and then I got old and I thought there must be something more. And then I really wanted to work to reconcile people with one another. And I think I'm still trying to do the same thing. It's just a different platform for me.
You got old. You don't have to tell us your age, but you look 22, 24. So
I got much older. I'm 36.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, good for you. And interesting, because you look the way you look, and you're your age, and I just said how much younger you look, and you still have body shame stuff. So it's interesting how it doesn't escape almost any of us.
Well, and certainly being a wrestler doesn't bode well for your mental state when it comes to your body perceptions.
Really?
So I went from being a gymnast to being a wrestler, which, you know, are two of the worst. Yeah, I mean, because you're constantly fighting with yourself, and I probably weigh about 160 pounds right now. I haven't grown since the eighth grade because I stopped eating in eighth grade, and I wrestled the heaviest that I ever wrestled in college, my sophomore, junior, and senior year was at 141. So if you can imagine me with this few little body fat weighing 20 pounds less than I do now.
Oh, to wrestle.
And then you think that
to wrestle a lower weight, yeah.
Yeah, and then you look like that for 8 months out of the year, and you think that's what one is supposed to look like, and that's what you're always trying to achieve instead of being like, no, I look normal, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you write about things like this. As a matter of fact, I think the first song you're going to sing for us is about something like this, right?
Not really, but we'll weave it in. No, I mean, this first song is...
Nice. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, and that's our show for tonight.
There we go. No, but...
Well, but I watched the video, and it seemed like you were showing different races and different couples.
So this is really about the universality of love and connection and seeing somebody across the room and having an attraction to them. And there's that palpable magnetism in the air, but you still have to, like, walk across the room and talk to that person.
Oh.
And it's a very scary thing to do. And so this song's all about the space before you meet somebody and then meeting somebody for that first time and watching that blossom in its infancy.
Well, great. This is actually one of the videos that was well over 2 million views, and I enjoyed it myself. It's on YouTube. It's also on Tom Goss's YouTube page, and his website is tomgossmusic.com, but we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Here is it Breathe and...
Breath and Sound.
Breath and Sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine you're making love for the first time.
Here's Tom Goss with Breath and Sound on the Life Changes Show live here at Studio NoHo.
It's the same crux. You think I'd have learned enough to let my heart go. Yeah, let my heart go, but it is safest if I try to deny this, then watch it unfold, then to watch it unfold. Now I know enough, I'm longing for your touch. And I think, oh, just a little bit of breath and sound, just a little bit of reaching out, just a little bit to find what I'm seeking. And oh, one first touch, my heart will do the rest. Otherwise, I'll never find the strength. Winter time never felt so cold. In the morning, well, I won't say that I'm not scared. It's just that you're holding my fears at bay. Now I know your touch once is not enough. And I think, oh, just a little bit of breath and sound, just a little bit of reaching out, just a little bit to find what I'm seeking. And oh, one first touch, my heart will do the rest. Otherwise, I'll never find the strength. Winter time never felt so cold. But with you by my side, we're on the way to getting right. All of the things we've left behind, take your time. time. Just a little bit of breath and sound. Just a little bit of reaching out. Just a little bit to find what I'm seeking. And oh, one first touch, my heart will do the rest. Otherwise, I'll never find the strength. Winter time never felt so cold. And oh, just a little bit of breath and sound. Just a little bit of reaching out. Just a little you to set me free.
Nice. Thank you, Tom.
No
yes,
problem.
JJ, you can clap all you want. I agree completely. Thank you so much. You know, I stand corrected. Some of your, you've got more than 9 million views.
Yes.
That's awesome. And Tom has also worked with a lot of other performers, including like Andy Grammer and Martha Wash, Taylor Dane, Steve Grant, and on and on. And you've done a lot, and especially in the LGBT community. If you're interested in Tom, and actually speaking of, a big thank you, I want to give a shout out to our mutual friend, Barry Schoenfelder, who introduced us both.
Yeah, he's great.
Did I say Schoenfelder? Oh, he's going to... he's listening.
He's listening.
So Barry Schoenfelder. My good friend, Barry Schoenfelder. Sorry, minus the er.
Yeah. So
if you want to connect with Tom Goss, Tom Goss...
It's okay.
What's
You're
going
on a roll.
On?
You are on a roll. I love it.
Tom has made it really hard to connect. TomGossMusic.com is his website. Facebook is Tom Goss Music, YouTube is Tom Goss Music, mm-hmm. and Twitter is Tom Goss Music. You should have made
Shocker.
It easy.
Instagram is Tom Goss Music. I know.
So people can get your music and on your website, and also mm-hmm. I'm sure on iTunes and all
yeah,
over the place,
Spotify
right?
and Amazon, and you know wherever you get your things, you can find it.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get to hear another song. We actually mm-hmm. posted this song on our page that we created for your appearance here. We posted the video. We liked it so much. So
Thank
we're going to get to hear it live.
Yes.
Here. It's All My Life, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I got that right?
You got it right.
Okay. Well, here's Tom Goss performing All My Life live here on the Life Changes Show here at Studio No.
Life, I said goodbye to that I know to be true. But you're my life, so I'll die trying to hold on to you. When we first kissed, lying side by side, I'll always deny it, but I was crying and you held me tight. All my life I said goodbye to that I know to be true. But you're my life, so I'll die trying to hold on to you. And so I beg, please keep me honest. And I know how to close, I don't know how to open. And you kept your word. All my life I said goodbye to that I know to be true. But you're my life,
So I'll die trying to hold on to you. Oh. Said goodbye to that I know to be true, but you're my light, so I'll die trying to hold on to you.
Tom Goss, that's unplugged actually, right? Because in the video, there's a lot more instrumentation.
Yes.
So awesome.
Thank you.
So very cool. How great to have you here. Again, TomGossMusic.com and then Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Tom Goss Music.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. So Tom Goss, everyone. And again, a thank you to JJ. Are you doing the live thing again?
Yep.
Hi, everybody. Thank you to JJ Flizanes, who was our guest on the show. Wow, what a show. What fun. I'd like to thank, let's see. Let's start with Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us sound so good. And a thank you goes to also Brent, to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio Network for being our program manager. And we missed Mark Legere tonight. He's our producer. So thank you to Mark for producing the show. And on behalf of Dorothy Donahue, Mark Legere, and myself, that's our show. I don't know where to look now. That's our show.
There's no other camera in here. Except mine.
Remember, as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.